coming from. Okay, thank you.
Yes, that's from Infinity.
Okay, Merrick Bank.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Who is this?
This is Rachel in customer support. I'm a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Karen McClellan. On November 29th, I ordered a tactical bag, okay, and had to pay shipping only. There was no mention of paying money in and joining some club. We've got screenshots of everything we saw. They took the $574 out of my account. Then on December 4th, I was charged $67.32, and on December 13th, there was a pending charge of $47.12.
Okay, ma'am, we provide customer service here to about 400 online companies, and they're on all online orders or transactions. Can I please have the zip code and your name so that I can better assist?
My name is Karen McClellan, and the zip code it would have come to is 60034, I believe.
Okay, 60034.
Hebron, Illinois.
Okay, if you allow me just a moment, I have information that's coming up.
Okay. Merrick Bank, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, were you able to confirm if that amount had been refunded?
Ma'am, I'm still
Yes.
accessing. I'm sorry. You weren't speaking with me.
Go ahead, Merrick Bank.
Yes, so it looks like there was a partial refund that is being processed right now. So that's why you see the 47. So it looks like they are just refunding just 67.32 altogether, but they only refunded the 47.12 so far.
Okay.
Okay. For security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
Yes, the address it was sent to was 12110 Bigelow Avenue, Hebron, Illinois.
Okay, thank you. And I've gotten an account located that does show your first and last name, and it does show your address. And let's see, let me get this pulled up here. It shows a canceled account for a shopping store membership that started with the gadget offer for the tactical bag.
Yep.
And it is now canceled.
And the money's been refunded.
It shows fully refunded, but I'm trying to get it opened up so that it can show the system notes here. All right, so it does show that the account was canceled today. It shows that you do have a full refund for the $67.32. It was refunded in two parts. It shows initially that $47.12 was refunded. Then it shows the balance. Well, that was refunded, excuse me, at 4:11 p.m. It shows that the balance was refunded at 5:49 for $20.20. So it will post back as two individual credits for that total amount of $67.32.
Okay, is that what it looks like on your end, Merrick?
Yes, it looks like they just partially refunded it instead of all together.
Okay, so then that original, that 4712 that I was looking at was not a charge, it was a return?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right, then I'm satisfied with that.
Okay, ma'am, on the recorded line, you'll also be receiving the balance of $20.20. The balance it shows was refunded at 5:49 p.m.
Okay.
Normally, when we refund, it is 3 to 5 business days. I haven't looked at the date for your charge, but that's
it. Was
normal.
The charge was 11/29?
Mm-hmm.
Or that 12/14 was the, or 12/4 was the 67.32, and then you're saying on 12/13 they put back 47.12, and now another 20 something.
$20.20.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, is there anything else that I can do to assist?
Nope. If there's any more problems, I will call you back.
Okay, ma'am. We are a 24/7 call center, and we thank you for calling customer support. Please enjoy
the rest of your evening, Rachel.
You're welcome, ma'am.
You too. And Merrick Bank, thank you so much. I appreciate
you
being on the line with me.